B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos Daf Vov. We're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Heyomud Beis. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt in a Braisa. Hamoitzi Michanut, if somebody takes an item, an object from a shop, which is a Roshus HaYochid, Leplatio, which is a large area considered a Roshus HaRabim, Derech Sitov, but he walks through a sitov, which is the sitting area, which has the status of a karmelis. A karmelis, we've already learnt, is a place which is not a Roshus HaYochid and not a Roshus HaRabim. Min HaTorah, it's a Mokim Ptur, you're allowed to carry to and from a Mokim Ptur on Shabbos, not carry, to take out an object from a Mokim Ptur to in either Roshus HaYochid or Roshus HaRabim, but the Chachomim said that Karmelis is a domain on its own and one is not allowed to carry from a Karmelis to a Roshus HaRabim or a Roshus HaYochid, or from a Roshus HaYochid or Roshus HaRabim into a Karmelis. Now this person, he took an object from Roshus HaYochid, he did an Akira in Roshus HaYochid, he walked out into the sitting area which was next to his shop, it's a Karmelis. From there he continued walking into Roshus HaRabim, into the Platya, and then he did a Hanocha. Do we say that since he did an Akira in Roshus HaYochid and a Hanocha in Roshus HaRabim, it's called Hoitzah and Yizchayev? Or do we say no? Since he went through a place which is Min HaTorah, biblically speaking, strictly speaking, is a Mokim Ptur, therefore we would not consider the Hoitzah as a Hoitzah Min HaTorah, and he would not be Chayev Min HaTorah. So this is a machlokes tanoim. The Tanakama say chayev, he's chayev. Ben Azai poiter, Ben Azai say he's potter. Says the Gemara, Bishleime Ben Azai, I can understand Ben Azai who says potter. Kosovar Ben Azai holds, Mahalich ko'imid domi. As a person is walking, every step he takes, it's as if he's stopping and he's starting, stopping and starting. So this person, he did an Akira in Roshus HaYochid, went through the sitting area, with the bench area, which is a karmelis, the sitov, it's as if he did a hanocha. Doing an akira in Roshus HaYochid and a hanocha in a karmelis, min HaTorah is potter. Then he continues walking, which, if you hold mehalich ka'oimid, walking is like standing, then you do an akira in a sitov, in a karmelis, and a hanocha in Roshus HaRabim, here again min HaTorah he will not be chayev. And Tosfos already asks that if you say that every step is akira hanocha, how are you ever going to transgress carrying in a Roshus HaRabim four amos? We know there's a halacha that if you do an akira in a Roshus HaRabim with an item, an object in your hand, and you walk four amos and you do a hanocha, then this is a toilda, it's a sub bracket of the melacha of Hitzah, it's called Havara, Dalad Amos, Roshus HaRabim. If you say that Mahalach Ka'imid, you're never going to have a case of Havara Roshus HaRabim, because every step is Akira Hanocha, Akira Hanocha, Akira Hanocha, you're never going to have four Amos. So Tosfos asks that here, and Tosfos says that since the walking Dalad Amos in Roshus HaRabim is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, then the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai accepted that we do not take into account the concept of Mahalach Ka'imid. Over here we're talking about Havara Miroshus L'Roshus Hoitzah, from one domain to another, and therefore, Mahalich Ka'imid would mean that you did a Hanocha in a Mokim Ptur, in a Karmelis, and a new Akira there, and therefore, according to Ben Azai, he's potter. Says the Gemara, Elul Rabbonon, according to the Chachomim, Nehi Nami de Kesavra Mahalich Lav Ka'imid Domi. We accept that the Chachomim do not hold that Mahalich Ka'imid, that walking is as if you take a break, you stand in between one step and the next. But Heich Ashkach Nokiyai Gavna Dechayev, have you found another place, a parallel place, where we find that going from Roshus HaYochid into Roshus HaRabim via a Roshus, which is neither Roshus HaYochid or Roshus HaRabim, that is Chayev? Do we have another example for that? So the Gemara is going to try three different examples. Omer of Safra, Omer of Ami, Omer of Yechanon. The first try the Gemara is going to have is Midi Dehava Amavir Chayfetz B'Roshus HaRabim. Somebody who is carrying an object within Roshus HaRabim, he's lifting up an object, he's walking. Now, if he does a Hanocha after Dalad Amos, he's going to be Chayv. And the Gemara explains Hosom. In such a case where a person is carrying an object in Roshus HaRabim, Lav Afal Gav Dekama Denokit Leva Ozil, potter? Is it not true that all the while that he's carrying this object, he's potter? And the proof will be, if you continue walking till the end of Shabbos and don't stop, you're potter. So he's done an Akira, and now he's walking, and he's potter. He comes to the end of Daled Amos, chayev, kimonach lechayev. If he puts it down, it's chayev. So you see that you can be in a status of potter before putting it down and only then being chayev. So the Gemara thinks, hochanami loishna, maybe it will be similar to a case of doing an Akira in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, going through a Karmelis and doing an Anocha in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Says the Gemara, mi domi. You can't compare the two cases. Hosom, in the case of carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, kol heicha demonachle mokim chiyuvu. It's true that he could carry on walking 10 kilometers and all the while he's potter because he's not yet done an Akira. But he's not done an Hanocha, sorry. But at any given point, he can do a Hanocha, and he will be Chayev. Technically, he's missing the Hanocha. But it's not a place, he's not walking through a place where the place is a Mokim Ptur. He's walking through a place which is a Mokim Chiyuv, but he has not done the required Hanocha to make him Chayev. Hocha, but in our case here, with the Karmelis, I monach le besitov, if he were to put the object down in this Karmelis, in the bench area, Mokim Pturu, he's going walking through a Mokim, which is Potur. Ela, the Gemara says, I'll give you a different example. Midi dehave amaver chayfetz mitchilas dalet lesoif dalet. You're right, you cannot bring an example from carrying in a Rosh Hashanah Rabim if you're going to walk a kilometer. And you're going to say, the whole kilometer, if I would put it down, I would be Potur. If I wouldn't put it down, I'd be potter. Putting it down will make me chayev. There the Gemara very rightly said that you could have put it down at any place and it will be chayev. What happens if this person is walking exactly Daled Amos? And if he were to put it down within Daled Amos, he would be potter. So there you can't say, well, if you would do a hanocha and you'd put it down, you would be chayev. No, you wouldn't. Hosom lav avel gavdi monach le betoich Daled Amos potter. If you were to put it down and do a hanocha here within Daled Amos, you'd be potter. Ki monach le besoif Daled Amos. If you continue walking till the end of Daled Amos and then you put it down, chayiv is going to be chayiv. Hochanami loishno. So why should this Karmelis not be similar to the area within 4 Amos of Havara in Daled Amos? In Rosh Hashanah Rabim, says the Gemara, there also, midom, you can't compare it. Hosom legabe dehai gavr mokim pturhu. It's only true according to, and only for this person, that he did the Akira where he did, then the halacha says he has to walk at least 4 amos, and for this person, the hanocha has to be 4 amos away from where he did the Akira. And it happens to be that these 4 amos is within that space. If somebody else would have done an Akira 2 amos behind him and done a hanocha after that person's 4 amos, but within the 4 amos of this person, he would be chayev. The place where I'm walking 4 amos, the mokim, is not a mokim which is ptur. It's just technically I have to do a hanocha, and there's a condition that the hanocha has to be 4 amos away from the akira. Hosom legabi dehai gavra mokim pturhu. It's only a mokim ptur for this person. Lekuli alma, if anybody else were to be carrying an object here, providing he's already walked at least 4 amos, mokim chiyuvu. It's a mokim chiyuv. Hocha, in this place, but in the case of the Karmelis, lekuli alma mokim pturhu. Anybody in the world that would put something down in this Karmelis, then min hatoira he would be potur. Says the Gemara Elomidi, this is the third proof, third source to a concept of the discussion that we're having here. Midi dehava amoitzim rishus hayochid lirishus horabim. Derech tzidei rishus horabim. It's very common and typical that when taking out an object from rishus hayochid into rishus horabim, the area between the rishus hayorabim and rishus hayochid is called tzidei rishus horabim. It's not the rishus horabim where the throngs of people are walking there, but the people could edge into that area as on part of their journey. It's called Tzidei Rishus Horabim. And there's a Machlekes Tanoim in Maseches Erevin whether Tzidei Rishus Horabim is Kirushus Horabim or not. So according to the Manda Oma that says that Tzidei Rishus Horabim is not considered a Rishus Horabim, it's also not considered a Rishus Hayochid. It's a Karmelis. It's considered a Karmelis. So you see that walking from Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Horabim via a Karmelis, a mokim ptur min hatera, he's nonetheless going to be chayev. And that's so the tzidei rishus harabim in a typical hoitzah should be similar to the case of our sitov, the caramelist we're discussing here. Hasom lav afal gav di imonach le atzidi rishus harabim potur. Is it, the Gemara is explaining, in the case of tzidi rishus harabim, if this person were to do an akira in the rishus hayochid and a hanocha in the tzidi rishus harabim, and then an akira in the tzidi rishus harabim and a hanocha in the rishus harabim, he's going to be potur. Nonetheless, if he puts it down directly b'rishus harabim without putting it down in this tzidei rishus harabim first, chayev, he's going to be chayev. Hochanami loishno, the same will apply to our case. Continues the Gemara. Maskif lor of Papa. Rav Papa asks a question. Ho nichal rabbonon, according to the chachomim in Erevin that discussed the tzidei rishus harabim, the omri tzidei rishus harabim lav k'rishus harabim, that the chachomim hold that the tzidei rishus harabim have the status of a karmelis. We understand that you can compare the sitov to the tzidei rishus harabim. Elo l'Rebbe Eliezer, in our Gemara it says Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, but in other places in Shas where this Gemara is quoted, it does not say ben Yaakov. Elo l'Rebbe Eliezer, do omar tzidei rishus harabim k'rishus harabim domi, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that this tzidei rishus harabim is part of the rishus harabim, and if you do an akira in rishus hayochid and a hanocha in the tzidei rishus harabim, you're going to be chayev minatira. Then we're back to our first question. Then you cannot compare the tzidei rishus harabim to the sitov that we're discussing here. Omar le Reb Acha Breider of Ika, Eimer de Shomus le Reb Eliezer de Omar tzidei rishus harabim kirishus harabim domi heicha de leka chifufei, aval heicha de Ika chifufei mi Shomus le hilkoch laha damya. Reb Acha Breider of Ika explains as follows. He says that even according to Reb Eliezer, who says that these tzidei rishus harabim, the sides of the rishus harabim, are k'rishus harabim, that's providing that there's no obstruction. They sometimes put little pillars and little stones between the rishus harabim and the tzidei rishus harabim, possibly to try and stop the crowds from overflowing into the tzidei rishus harabim. So there, if there's none of these obstructions, then Rebbe Eliezer will say that the tzidei rishus harabim have the same halacha as the rishus harabim. However, in the presence of such obstructions, even Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov will agree that it's got a halacha of a karmelis, and then our case with the sitov is similar to the tzidei rishus harabim, according to Rebbe Eliezer, in a case where there are obstructions. And since over there we see that carrying from rishus hayochid through the tzidei rishus harabim into the rishus harabim is chayev, so that will be an example to our case as well. Now Tosfos here really asks an interesting question. He says, we had a braisa that says a halacha that moitzi michanut leplatya derech sitov. That's our discussion, and the Gemara is looking for a source. And the Gemara brings a source from a Gemara in Erevin that speaks about tzidei rishus harabim. Why should tzidei rishus harabim, which is also just a braisa or a mishnah, it's a tanoim. Why should those tanoim be proof to these tanoim? They're both saying the same thing, that going from rishus hayochid into rishus harabim via a karmelis is chayev. Why should one serve as a source more than the other? And Tosfos explains that we learn all the melachos from what happened at the Mishkan, and Tosfos assumes that the tzidei rishus harabim was something extremely common, and can be assumed that in the Mishkan, where they carried from the rishus hayochid into rishus harabim, one can assume that there were tzidei rishus harabim there, and if they were chayev there, so you see that walking from rishus hayochid into rishus harabim through a karmelis is chayev. And therefore it can act as a source to a case of sitov, where sitov is a bench area and clearly wasn't common in the desert when they were building the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, Hilkoch leha damya, and therefore we can bring proof from Rebbe Eliezer to our case of the sitov. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan umoida ben Azai bezeirik. Ben Azai that said that mahalich ka'oimid, walking is like standing between one step and the next, stopping between one step and the next, he agrees that when you throw an object from rishus hayochid into rishus harabim and the object flies over a karmelis, in that case Ben Azai will agree that he's chayev. Tanya namihochi, we saw this in a brisa. Hamoitzi michanut leplatio derech sitov. If somebody carries an object from a rishus hayochid, the chanut, the shop, into the rishus harabim, the platio, through the sitov, the bench area, which is a karmelis, he's chayev. Echod hamoitzi ve'echod hamachnis. Ve'echot ha-zeirek, ve'echot ha-moishit. It makes no difference if you're taking out from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, or you're bringing in from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, or if you're throwing from one to the other, or if you're passing from one to the other. That's the Chachomim. Ben Azai says, Hamoitzi v'hamachnis potur. As we saw before, if the person is carrying this object from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim through the Karmelis, or from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid through the Karmelis, he's potur, as we said, Mahalich Ko'imid. But if he passes it without going out, with his hand, he just passes it into the Rishus HaRabim, or he throws it into the Rishus HaRabim, in that case, Ben Azai will agree that Chayev, they're Chayev. Continues the Gemara. And this is a very famous and a very fundamental Gemara, which is going to introduce to us in detail exactly what are the four Roshuyos. We've discussed till now that, biblically speaking, there are two domains on Shabbos. There's Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Anything which is not a Rishus HaYochid or a Rishus HaRabim is called a Mokim Ptur. It's not considered a domain Bechlal. Now we're going to see that Midrabonon, we have an extra two types of domains. We have a Karmelis, which we've discussed, and the fourth one, which you could say is not really a domain, but if it's something is neither a Rishus HaYochid, nor a Rishus HaRabim, nor a Karmelis, that is a Mokim Ptur. It's a place of Ptur, and strictly speaking, one can carry from a Mokim Ptur to any of the other domains on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbonon, Dalad Rishuyos LeShabbos, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Hoitzah, Hilchas Ha'avara, carrying, transferring from one place to the next, considers four types of domains. Rishus HaYochid, a private domain. Rishus HaRabim, a public domain. Karmelis, which is neither this nor that. Or Mokim Ptur, which is not considered a domain Bechlal. Says the Braisa, Ve'ezui Rishus HaYochid. What's the definition of Rishus HaYochid? Charitz, a groove, a ditch. Shehu Omoik Yud, which is 10 tfochim deep. Ve'rochav Dalad, and it's 4 tfochim wide. V'chein geder shu gavoya asara v'rochav dalad, a wall that is 4 tfachim wide and 10 tfachim high, zuhi rishus hayochid gmura. This is a proper rishus hayochid. V'ei zuhi rishus harabim, what is considered a public domain? Says the Gemara, sratio, a highway, uplatio gedoila, a very large public area, type of plaza, umuvoi samufuloshin, or streets, roads that have a throughway, they're open at both ends. Zui Rishus HaRabim Gmura, this is a complete and proper Rishus HaRabim. And says the Braisa, Ein Moitzien Mirishus HaYochid Zu Rishus HaRabim Zu, one is not allowed to carry any object from this type of Rishus HaYochid to this type of Rishus HaRabim. Ve'ein Machnisin Rishus HaRabim Zu Rishus HaYochid Zu, nor is one allowed to take from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Ve'im Hoitzi Ve'hichnis, if somebody did transfer an object from one Rishus to another, B'shoigig Chayev Chatos, if he did so by mistake, then he has to bring a Korban Chatos. B'mezid, if he did it intentionally, deliberately, Onoish Koros, then he's going to be punished with Koros. V'niskal, in the case, in the event that there were two witnesses that warned him first and they saw him doing the transferring of the object, then the Beis Din will kill him with stoning. Continues the Braisa, Aval Yom, the sea, Ubika, an area of a big open area of fields, V'istavonis, and which is similar to the Sitov we mentioned before, a type of bench area, V'akarmelis and a Karmelis. All Einom, all these are Loy Rishus HaRabim V'Loy Rishus HaYochid. They are neither a public domain nor a private domain. V'Ein Noisin V'Noisin B'Seicha, one is not allowed to carry something within this Karmelis area, within any of these we just mentioned, for Amos. V'Im Nosa V'Nosan Potur. But if somebody did carry within this area for Amos, he's Potur. Since Minatera, this is not called a Rishus HaRabim, and only carrying an object in Rishus HaRabim for Amos is Chayev. In the Karmelis, he's Potur. V'ein Maitzien Mitoicha Rishus HaRabim V'lein Rishus HaRabim L'toicha. You are not allowed to transfer an object from a Karmelis into Rishus HaRabim or vice versa, and this is Midrabonon. Nor is one allowed to transfer an object from a karmelis into Rishus Hayochid, or vice versa. If he did transfer an object to or from a Rishus Hayochid or Rishus Harabim, and this karmelis potter is going to be potter because min hatayr, it's a mokim ptur. And the Gemara is going to discuss that in the list of we just mentioned now, it mentions Yam, Bika Istavonis, which are examples of Karmelis, Va Karmelis, and it adds in, and also a Karmelis. Well, all of these have the halachas of a Karmelis. And the Gemara is going to say that Karmelis, besides for being a generalized term for an area which is not Rishus Hayochid nor Rishus Harabim, it's also something very specific, and it belongs in the list together with C, the Bikar, the fields, and the Istavonis, the bench areas. We'll see that soon in the Gemara. Continues the Braisa. Chatzeirois shel Rabim, communal courtyards, umvois she'ena mufuloshim, streets that are not open on both sides, Irvu Mutorin, loy irvu asurim. So this is the typical case where you've got these type of courtyards, which, if you have many houses all leading into a single courtyard, or a number of courtyards leading into a street which is not a Rishus Harabim, it's a dead end street, as we call it, it's not got a throughway from one end to the next, there's a concept of making an eruv. You want to carry in it, then if you have a number of homes that are leading to a single chotzer, then even though the chotzer is surrounded by walls, and technically speaking it should be Rishus Hayochid, if you want to carry there, you're only allowed to do so if you make an Eruv, if you do something that combines and, so to speak, considers all the homes as a single home, and that's called Eruvei Chatzeres. You do that by taking a piece of bread, the size of enough for a meal, and putting it in one of the homes, and that meal, that Eruv, intrinsically belongs to all the people there, so it's as if they all live in a single home, and then one can carry there. And the same is true regarding the Mavoi, it's called Shtufei Mavois, and it has similar halachas. We're going to discuss more about this in Maseches Eruvin. If you have an Eruv, you can carry there, and if there's no Eruv, you cannot carry there. Continues the Braisa. Odom Oymeid Aloha Askupa. A person is standing on a threshold of a home. It's not a Rishus Hayochid, it's not surrounded by walls, it's not a Rishus Harabim, it's the threshold of his house, it's a step going into his home. There's no Rabim, there's no public people who are walking there. So this has the halacha of a Mokim Ptur, Noitel Mibalabayis. If somebody is standing on the threshold, he can take an object from the Balabayis, from the person inside the home, which means you're allowed to transfer an object from a Rishus Hayochid to this Mokim Ptur, v'noisen loy, and similarly, you can take an object from somebody who's standing on the Mokim Ptur and take it into the Rishus Hayochid. Noitel may oni v'noisen loy. If somebody is standing in this Mokim Ptur, he's allowed to transfer an object from this Mokim Ptur to the oni who's standing in the Rishus Harabim, which is beyond it, or take from the oni into this Mokim Ptur. It's inappropriate, it's asa, for somebody who's standing on the Mokim Ptur to take an object from somebody in the Rishus Hayochid and transfer it to the person in the Rishus Harabim, because intrinsically speaking, what you're doing is you're taking an object from Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Harabim, and it's like a loophole in the law. I'm in a Mokim Ptur, I'm allowed to take from the Rishus Hayochid into a Mokim Ptur, I'm allowed to take from a Mokim Ptur to Rishus Harabim, I'll pass from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim, that is also. You shouldn't be transferring an object from the Balabais in the Rishus Hayochid to the Oni in the Rishus Harabim. Vim notal v'nosan, but if he did take an object from the Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Harabim via this Mokim Ptur, Shloshtom Pturim, all three of them are potur, because technically speaking, the object went from Rishus Hayochid to a Mokim Ptur, which is potur, and from a Mokim Ptur to Rishus Harabim, which is potur. Acherim Oimrim, others assume, Iskufa Meshameshes Shtei Rishuyos. This threshold, it actually serves both domains, the Rishus Harabim and the Rishus Hayochid. as follows. Bizman she'apesach pasuach, when the door of the home is open, kelifnim, then we consider it rishus hayochid. Pesach no'ol, if the door of the home is locked, then kelechutz, then it's considered as rishus harabim. So these achirim assume that this askufa, this threshold, is not called a mokim p'tur. It depends if the door of the home is open or closed as to whether it's rishus hayochid or rishus harabim. Ve'im hoiso askufa gavoya asara urchova arba, assuming that this threshold is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, harizeh rishus le'atzma, then it's rishus hayochid on its own right. Everybody agrees it has the status of rishus hayochid. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar, well, now the Gemara is going to go through this braisa we just learnt now, line by line, and explain whatever needs to be explained. Zuhi rishus hayochid. We saw in the Braisa says, Ezui Rishus Hayochid, what's called a Rishus Hayochid? And the Braisa explained, a charit, a ditch, which is 10 tvachim tall or deep, and 4 tvachim wide, etc. And then the Braisa says, Zui Rishus Hayochid, Gemara, this is a complete Rishus Hayochid. You already said, what is a Rishus Hayochid? And you've responded. Why do you have to again say, this is a Rishus Hayochid? And the Gemara assumes that you're coming to exclude something. Only this is a Rishus Hayochid, but something else is not a Rishus Hayochid. What case are we trying to exclude? Says the Gemara. L'mu'utei mai, l'mu'utei hod Reb Yehuda. We have a Reb Yehuda, which we're about to learn, and that Reb Yehuda assumes a certain situation to be considered a Rishus Hayochid, and our Mishnah is saying, no, it's not Rishus Hayochid, we do not agree with Reb Yehuda. What was the case? Yeser al kain, Omer Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda maintains, mi sheyesh lo shtei botim b'shtei tzidei rishus harabim. If somebody has two homes, one on each side of the rishus harabim, and the rishus harabim is an area going between the two homes, oise lechi mikan velechi mikan, oy koire mikan vekoire mikan, venoise venoisein beemtza. Reb Yehuda holds that Rishus Harabim is only a completely open area. An area that is got walls, even just on two sides, is considered a Rishus Hayochid. So if you want to carry in the area between these two homes, strictly speaking, it's considered a Rishus Hayochid. One should be able to carry there. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, in order that you should not get confused and carry in a regular Rishus Harabim, make yourself a sign, some type of a reminder, that be careful, it's only here, and you cannot carry in other open areas. This sign, we're going to learn more about this later on in Shabbos and in Erevin, is either a lechi or a koira. A lechi is a side post, and Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a home on the right and a home on the left, then on the home on the right, at either edge, on the corner closest to one side and the opposite corner of that home, put such a post that will serve as a sign you can only carry here because there's a wall on each side. Or a koira is a beam that goes from one side to the other, a beam at least 10 tefachim high, no higher than 20 amos. This beam will serve as a reminder you can only carry here, don't by mistake carry in the Rishus Harabim. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Rishus Harabim with a wall on each side is considered a Rishus Hayochid. Omruloi, the Chachomim argued and said, Ein ma'arvin Rishus Harabim bekach. This is a Rishus Harabim, and you cannot carry in a Rishus Harabim just because you have a home at each side and you make a lechi or a koira. So since the Chachomim argued Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachomim say that this area here is not considered a Rishus Hayochid, you're not allowed to carry there. So to exclude Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah says, what's called a Rishus Hayochid? Only if it's 10 tfachim high or deep and 4 tfachim wide. Anything else is not Rishus Hayochid. And to exclude the Rabbi Yehuda's Rishus Hayochid, asks the Gemara, v'amai kari le gemura. In the Braisa it said that this is a Rishus Hayochid gemura, a complete Rishus Hayochid, as if to stress that not only is Rabbi Yehuda not considered a Rishus Hayochid, it's completely not a Rishus Hayochid, that only this is completely a Rishus Hayochid. What was this extra stress? Says the Gemara, Ma'udatayma, I may have thought, Ki pligi rabbonon ole de Rabbi Yehuda. When do the Chachomim argue with Rabbi Yehuda, do they have a Rishus Hayochid, and they say that a wall on each side of a Rishus Harabim is considered a Rishus Hayochid, or according to the Chachomim is not called a Rishus Hayochid? Hanemili letaltil. I may have thought the Chachomim just say, you're not allowed to carry there. Midrabonon, people will get confused, and even a lechi and a keira does not suffice. Avalizroik, but to throw from a Roshus HaRabim proper into this area, which is a Roshus HaRabim with a wall at each side, I may have thought, Moidele, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda that strictly speaking, it does have the halachas of Roshus HaYochid, and min HaTorah it's Roshus HaYochid, and therefore throwing an item from Roshus HaRabim into this area will be considered transferring from one Roshus to another and is chayev. And the Chachomim only argued with Rabbi Yehuda that we do not allow people to carry their midrabonon, komash malon, that no, the Chachomim hold that this is not even Roshus HaYochid in any level whatsoever. This area between the two homes, one on each side, is considered a Roshus HaRabim completely, and throwing from Roshus HaRabim into that area is not considered as throwing from one domain into another, komash malon. That's what the Chachomim are saying, that only if a domain is surrounded on four walls, like the ditch, which is surrounded on four walls, and it's 10 tfachim by 4 tfachim, that's called Roshus HaYochid, and or any area that's enclosed by four walls, that the walls are 10 tfachim high, and the area is 4 tfachim wide, that's called Roshus HaYochid. Anything else is not called Roshus HaYochid, continues the Gemara. Omar Mar, Zuhi Roshus HaRabim. We're continuing to quote the Braisa. The Braisa said, what's called Roshus HaRabim? And the Braisa says, a big open area, a plaza, a road that's got a throughway that's open at both ends, that's a Roshus HaRabim. And then the Braisa again says, at the end of the list, Zuhi Roshus HaRabim. Why do you have to again say Zuhi Roshus HaRabim? Like we asked with Roshus HaYochid, the same is here, Lim'utei Mai, what are you coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, Lim'utei Idoch Rabbi Yehuda. There's another Rabbi Yehuda, this time regarding Roshus HaRabim, and the Chachomim are arguing with him there too. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Erevin, considering Pasei Birois. In the time of the Chachomim, people used to come for Yontov, they used to come up to be Oile Regel, and they used to want to drink on Shabbos, they used to want to drink from these wells. The problem is a well is 4 tfachim wide, is 10 tfachim deep, it's considered a Roshus HaYochid. If you're going to take water from the well and put the water or the jug onto the sides of the well, which is the middle of a Roshus HaRabim, you've carried from Roshus HaYochid into Roshus HaRabim, that's severely osa. The Chachomim wanted to come towards the Klal Yisrael, who were thirsty on their ways, so they had to implement a type of structure that would consider the entire area around this well as a Roshus HaYochid, and that way it would be okay to take the jugs from the well and position it next to the well. What did they do? There was a concept called Pasei Birois. These Pasim, these boards, were L-shaped boards at right angles, 90 degrees, that were put at each corner of surrounding the well. If you had up to 10 amos square around the well, at each corner they would put these boards, these L-shaped boards, and the Chachomim said that since these L-shaped boards on each side of each of these boards was a tefach, we can consider it, biblically speaking, you can consider what the area inside it as a Roshus HaYochid, and the Rabbonon allowed them to rely on this just for the sake of the Pasei Birois, just for the sake of the many people who needed to drink the water from the wells. I mean, in a situation not of surrounding a well, just if somebody had a home or wanted to create a Roshus HaYochid by means of Pasei Birois, the Chachomim would not allow it because they're not considered solid walls. But over here, in order to help the people, the Chachomim allowed it. So there was a machlokes. What happens if you set up these four corners and the public, the people who are going along this road, are actually walking in between these pasim, these corners, on their journey? So there the Chachomim say that as long as you've got these four corners, it's considered a Roshus HaYochid. The fact that the people are walking through it does not bother us. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Yehuda said if the people of the Tzibur, the public, continue walking through these boards, then it destroys the whole concept of Pasei Birois, and it's not a Roshus HaYochid. is still considered Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara there says that this seems to contradict the Rabbi Yehuda we saw just before, that public walking between two homes does not stop it becoming Rishus HaYochid. And that's the Gemara in Erevin deals with that. But the Chachomim say that even though the public are walking through, as long as you've got the four corners, this is considered a Rishus HaYochid. Let's see the Gemara inside. Ditnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Im hoiso derech Rishus HaRabim mafsakosom, if the public people are walking through these pasei birois, through these corners, yisalkeno letzdodim, you have to make sure to tell the public to go to the sides, round these corners, and not to go through the corners, because going through the corners will destroy the Rishus HaYochid. The Chachomim say, no, einoi tzorich. You do not need to, as long as you've got the four corners, it's considered a Rishus HaYochid. So now, Braisa, the Braisa says, what's considered a Rishus HaRabim? And the Braisa tells us, what's a Rishus HaRabim? And then the Braisa says, Zui Rishus HaRabim, this is a Rishus HaRabim. But Rabbi Yehuda's Rishus HaRabim, which is the throngs of people that are walking between the Pasei Birois, that's not a Rishus HaRabim and does not destroy the status of Rishus HaYochid between the Pasei Birois. Asks the Gemara, "V'mai kori le gemura?" So why do you have to say this is a Rishus HaYochid Gemura, as if to say that there was reason to believe that somewhat the Chachomim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda? Over here you can't say such a thing. The Chachomim even allow us to carry from the Rishus HaYochid, which is the well itself, onto the sides next to it. You can carry the water within the Pasei Birois. So there's no reason in the world, there's no option Bechlal to assume that the Chachomim are agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda somewhat, that they should have to say Gemura and exclude even that. Says the Gemara, you're right. Either the Tana Reisha Gemura, Toni Nami Sefer Gemura. It didn't have to say the word Gemura here. But since in the Braisa discussing Ezui Rishus HaYochid, they had to say Rishus HaYochid Gemura, as we saw in the Gemara before. So in order to be consistent with the terminology, the Braisa uses the word Gemura here too. Continues the Gemara. V'lachshoiv Nami Midbar. Why does the Braisa not discuss the Midbar, that a Midbar, a desert, is also considered a Rishus HaRabim? Do'atanya, we learnt in a Braisa, is a Rishus HaRabim, what's considered a Rishus HaRabim? Sratya, uplatya gedoila, which we discussed in the Braisa, these big plazas, umuvoi samufuloshim, and streets that are open at both ends, v'hamidbar, and the desert. So the Braisa says explicitly that the desert is considered a Rishus HaRabim. Why is the Braisa, in our Braisa, this not mentioned? Omar Abaya says, Loi Kasha, we can answer it. Kan Bizman Shisrael Shruim Bamidbar. It's true that when Klal Yisrael were in the desert, and there were so many people there, there were 600,000 people there, so the desert was considered Irshus HaRabim. Kan Bizman Azeh, nowadays, who's walking through the deserts? And even people that do walk through, it's clearly not a Rabim, it's clearly not throngs of people. Therefore, as of today, which is what the Brayis is talking about, a midbar, a desert, is not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Continues the Gemara, Omar Mar, Im Hoitzi Vehichnis. Talking about somebody who transfers an item, an object, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. B'shoigig, if he did it by mistake, Chayev Chatos. He has to bring a Chatos, as with every Aveira a person does by mistake. B'mezid. Well, not every Avera. The types of Averas that if they're done intentionally, they're Chayev Koros. B'mezid, if he does transferring an object from one domain to another on purpose, Oynish Koros, he's punishable by Koros. V'niskal, if in the case that there's witnesses, Beis Din will kill him. Says the Gemara, B'sheigig Chayev Chatos Pshita. Why do you have to tell us that if you do it by mistake, you're Chayev Chatos? Obviously you're Chayev Chatos if you're Mechal Shabbos by mistake. Did it not suffice for the Mishnah to say, Chayev, he's Chayev? Why do you have to tell me? What does it mean, Chayev? If it's a mistake, it's a Chatos. If it's on purpose, it's Koros and Skila. We know that Chilul Shabbos, that's the Halacha. We just have to know, is this called Chilul Shabbos? So say Chayev, it will suffice to tell us that it's Chilul Shabbos. Says the Gemara, B'mezid oynish koros v'niskal itzrichalei. It's true that we don't need to tell us explicitly that if you did it by mistake, you're chayev chatos. We know that chilul Shabbos by mistake is chatos. But to say that when you did it intentionally, that there's a chiyuv of koros and skila, that's something which the Braisa had to tell us explicitly. Why? Honami pshita, the Gemara asks, we know chilul Shabbos is skila and koros. Hokum mashmalon. The reason the Braisa had to tell us the skila And the chorus is as follows. Kudarav, the Omarav, Motzalsi Megillah Storim. I found some scroll, a Megillah Storim, Bei Rav Chiya, in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav Chiya, the course of Boin said in that scroll as follows. Isi ben Yehuda Oymer, Ovois Melochis Arboim Chosar Achas. There are 40 less 1, which is 39 melochis on Shabbos. V'einu chayev elo achas. And you only chayev once. Asks the Gemara, Eini? How can it be? Only chayev one? Which means if you did all 39 melochis, you only chayev one? How can that be? V'otnan we learnt in a Mishnah, Ovis melochis arboim chosar achas. V'havinon ba, minyono lomoli. The Mishnah says that there's 40 minus 1. There's 39 melochis. And the Mishnah lists all the melochis. So they ask, why do you need to tell me there's 39? I know how to count. Tell me the following are melachas. Why do you tell me how many? Minyonu lomali. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan explained, she'imason kulon behelam echas. If he forgot it was Shabbos, or he forgot that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do these melachas, and he did each and every one of the 39 melachas before remembering it was Shabbos, chayev al kol achas v'achas. You're chayev on every single one of these melachas. So how can you, Isi ben Yehuda, say that there's 39 melachas and you only chayev on one? Elo eima. Isi ben Yehuda didn't mean to say that he's not chayev on all of them. As he said before, Isi ben Yehuda said, Einu chayev elo achas, you only chayev on one of them. No, that's not what he meant. He said as follows, Einu chayev al achas mehen. On one of the 39, you're not going to be chayev. There's 39 melachas, on one, you're not chayev. We don't know which one. V'hok mashmalon, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah is coming to the Braisa. The Braisa that tells us that you're chayev chatos and skila and chorus, the chiddush is, ho mehanoch delo misapkon. Hoitzo, transferring an object from one rishus to another, is not one of those melachas that we have a doubt, maybe this is the one that according to Isi ben Yehuda, you're not chayev. So that's why it has to explicitly tell us that it's chayev as all regular Hilchos Shabbos. And Tosfos here discusses that it could be that according to Isi ben Yehuda, who says that there's one of the melachos that you're not chayev, is not referring to chatos. With chatos, all of the melachos you're chayev. Just skila and chorus, that's where there's one melacha where you're not chayev, and that would explain when the Gemara asked Pshita, why do you tell us chatos? And the Gemara says, I need the chiddush for the skila and the chorus. And only then the Gemara says that the reason that there's a chiddush that you're chayev here on skila and chorus is to tell me that it's not one of those of Isi ben Yehuda. But regarding chatos, the Gemara didn't say that, because even according to Isi ben Yehuda, there is chatos on all 39 melachos, and this is discussed at length in Tosfos. Continues the Gemara, Omar Mar, we saw in the Braisa, Aval Yom, the sea, Ubika, the open fields, Vestavonis, the bench areas, Vaha Karmelis, which we don't yet know what this means, Einon Loikrushus Hayochid, Veloikrushus Orabim, is not considered a Rushus Hayochid, nor a Rushus Orabim. It has the status of a domain referred to as Karmelis. Not to be confused with the word Karmelis we just mentioned, which is a specific type of a Karmelis. Ask the Gemara, Ubika, Einoi Loikrushus Hayochid, Veloikrushus Orabim. An open field area is not Rosh Hasharabim and not Rosh Hashayachid. This seems to contradict a Mishnah. Votnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, Habika, open field areas, B'yamois HaChama, in the summertime, Rosh Hashayachid LeShabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's considered a Rosh Hashayachid. And now the Mishnah there is also discussing Hilchos Tuma. We know that when there's a Sofik, if an area is Tomei or not Tomei, then the rule goes as follows. We learn this out from Saita, that if it's a place, a secluded area, which is the type of place that people could hide in and possibly do an Aveira there, then the halach is, it's a Sofik Tumma Birshus HaYochid, and that's Tomei. However, if it's an open area where people wouldn't hide there, Sofik Tumma in Rishus HaRabim, the halach is, it's Tohir. So it says that v'rushus harabim letuma, an open field, in Hilchus Shabbos, it's called Rushus Hayochid. In Hilchus Tuma, since it's not a secluded place, therefore, if you have a Sofik Tuma, the halacha is similar to Rushus harabim, that Sofik Tuma is going to be tohir in this bika. B'moisak Shomim, in the winter, Roshus Hayochid Lekan Ulekan. In Hilchus Shabbos, it makes no difference if it's summer or winter. But since it's raining, people are not going through the fields, and therefore people could be in a secluded area there and possibly do Averis there, and they could hide out there because there's no people there. Therefore, in the winter, in Hilchus Tumah, if you have Sofik Tumah, it's got the same halachas as Sofik Tumah Roshus Hayochid and will be Tomei. So you see there clearly that the Bikkur is considered a Roshus Hayochid. And this seems to contradict our Braisa that says that a Bikkur is a Karmelis and it's not a Roshus Hayochid. Oma Ula. Ula says, La'olam Karmelis Havya. The truth is that even this Mishnah understood that it's not Roshus Hayochid. It's a Karmelis. But my korile Roshus Hayochid. Why does the Mishnah say that the Bikkur is considered a Roshus Hayochid? The Mishnah there was just trying to make a point. It's not considered a Roshus Harabim. Over there, we're not learning the intricate details of Roshuyos, and therefore the Mishnah didn't have to say it's a Karmelis. It's enough to say it's not Roshus Harabim, it's considered a Roshus Hayochid. V'amai korile Roshus Hayochid, l'fishayne Roshus Harabim. Rav Ashi Omar, kegoin de'islo mechitzois. Rav Ashi says we're talking here about fields that have a fence all the way around it. Minatira, even though it's a very large area, and even though midrabanon, we do not really allow people to carry there, but minatira, it's called a Roshus Hayochid. If somebody were to throw an item, an object, from a Roshus Harabim into a soda, into the bikkur that has a fence around it, he will have transferred this object from Roshus Harabim into Roshus Hayochid, and he's chayev. So since it's got a fence around it, it's called a Roshus Hayochid. In our Braisa that says it's a Karmelis, it's talking about when there's no fence around it. V'chihoda Oma Ula, Oma Rabbi Yechanon. This is congruent with the halacha of Rabbi Yechanon, because he said that Karpeif Yosem Beis Sosayim. A Karpeif is a large open area, which is larger than a Beis Sosayim. Sheloi Hukuf Ladira. In the event that it's not been fenced in for domestic needs, for your own personal private needs, which means that it wasn't attached to a person's home before he put the wall around it. Vafilu kur, even if it's as big as a kur, vafilu kuraim, or even two kur, hazoyrek letoichoy chayev. Even though the Chachomim put certain limitations on such a large area, even though it's been fenced in, but since it's not hukuf ladira, we do not give it all the halachas of Roshus Hayochid. However, it's called Roshus Hayochid min ha-Torah, that if you throw something from Roshus Harabim into this karpuf, which has a fence around it, is his chayev. My tama mechitzai, it's got a fence around it, and since it's fenced in, it's Roshus Hayochid. Elosh mechuseres de urin, it's lacking the amount that people live in it. It's not a typical domestic area, and therefore the Chachomim put limitations on. But however, it's considered a Roshus Hayochid. Bishlei Rav Ashi loy Omar kudu'ula. The Gemara is now explaining. Rav Ashi, who explained that the Mishnah that says that a Bikkur is a Roshus Hayochid is because it's fenced in, he does not say, like Ula, that Ula said, it's a Karmelis and we just called it Roshus Hayochid because it's not Roshus Harabim. That we can understand. Why? Because the Mishnah says Roshus Hayochid. So Rav Ashi preferred to explain that it's a solid Roshus Hayochid. Elo Ula Maitama Loi Oma. Why Maitama Loi Omar Kishmaite? This Rav Ashi is be'etzem based on Ula. If you look at the top line, it says Rav Ashi Omar Kegoin De Islei Mechitzas V'chihado Oma Ula Omar Rabbi Yechanon. It was Ula that knew in the name of Rabbi Yechanon that if you have a very big area, such a type of bikkur with a wall around it, it's a Roshus Hayochid. So you, Ula, why didn't you say, based on a halacha that you knew and you said, that the bikkur in this braisa is fenced in, like this karpeif that you mentioned, and why do you have to say that it's not fenced in and it's called a karmelis and it's not Roshus Hayochid, it's only called Roshus Hayochid because it's not Roshus Harabim? Why didn't you just answer kishmaite, like you yourself said? Omar lecha, id isle mechitzes bikkur korile karpefi. So Ula says, I'll tell you why. Because the Mishnah that we're discussing here explicitly says, v'habikko. A bikko is a field. If it was fenced in, it would not be called a field, it would be called a karpif. A karpif is a very large area which you don't live in, it has a field around, you call it a karpif. The fact that the Mishnah calls it a bikar, Ulla says, I would prefer to say that it's not fenced in, even though Rishus HaYochid, I'll have to say, it doesn't mean Rishus HaYochid, it means Karmelis, rather than say that it's fenced in, because the Mishnah would not call a fenced in area a bikar. Rav Ashi says, I hear you. I hear that a bikkur wouldn't really mean a fenced-in area, but since it says explicitly, Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos, I prefer to explain that it means that it is fenced-in, because that way it's a proper Rishus HaYochid, rather than say what you Ulla say, that it's not fenced-in, and it's not Rishus HaYochid, it's just a Karmelis, and it's called Rishus HaYochid, just because it's not Rishus HaRabim. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to carry on from here.